702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the Prime Media Plus app.
10 minutes now, it is to 5 o'clock. Let's talk about the work done by Kids Alive South Africa. It's a children's rights organization that lobbies and advocates for children's rights globally. Joining me on the line is Quinton Martin, founder of Kids Alive South Africa. They operate out of Dobsonville in Soweto. Quinton, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing this almost Freedom Day?
No, we are doing well, we are doing well, we are pushing.
Oh, good. Tell us about Kids Alive South Africa, how it came to be and what you aiming to achieve.
Kids Alive was started in 2002. Just to jiggle your memory back, if you remember, there was a walk that happened where I took a group of young people. We walked from Soweto to Durban. We were the people who did that. So that's when Kids Alive started. And we were working, raising awareness about children's rights and everything else. And immediately after that, we managed to get international attention and we started getting involved in other campaigns which were happening around the country and so forth. But primarily, Kids Alive is all about the right to play. We're all about playing. That for us, it's important that the child needs to play no matter what. So in South Africa, we've been involved with a number of campaigns trying to teach communities that it's very important that a child needs to be a child, the child needs to play. But some of the things that we've came across and there's been a problem in the country, we find that the issue of HIV and AIDS has hit us so badly that we ended up with a lot of child-headed homes. And we ended up running around the country trying to make sure that we look after the parents or whoever that stays with the kids so that we push the kids to go back to school so that at the end of the day, the kids get an opportunity to play. And also recently, we also have a crisis of child trafficking as well. And also that's why there's this year we are intending to do the walk once again from Soweto to Durban just to raise awareness and also to celebrate our 22 years of working with children. So we are hoping that SALGA will be willing to play along this time again. And lastly, one of the issues that we are currently facing in the country is the issue of early pregnancy that is also forcing a lot of young girls to leave out school. So those are some of the things that we do as Kids Alive. Yes. But our programs, we just have only two major programs where we normally take a group of young people, boys, take them for a breakfast. We call it it's a mentoring breakfast process where we bring CEOs to come and speak to them. And we also have a mentoring program as well for girls.
The walk from Soweto, is it, to Durban, when is that going to happen, I wonder, Quinton?
This year, on the 1st of July, I'm starting to walk.
Oh, stunning. Okay. It's quite
you can come and join me.
I can promise you to call you along the way and find out how the walk is going. But I'm afraid I can, I mean, at most I would be able to do, a few kilometers and then say, I wish you well. I'm not going to be able to walk the distance. But back to the core issue, I suppose, in an age of parents being overwhelmed, parents being absent because they're either working hard or they just do not have the means or ability or wish perhaps to look after children that they have created, whatever the case may be. It's so much easier to plonk your child in front of a television screen or a cell phone screen or an iPad or tablet or something like that, instead of realizing actually it is much, much healthier for that child to be able to play.
Yes. It is true. We've also tried to manifest young people to start writing books and getting involved with normal play because these iPads and TV, as good as they are, but sometimes you don't hit that actual part of play for kids to see how good are they and how far can they go. Can they be able to read? Are they able to respond in time and so forth? So hence our focus is primarily on play, that it is important that we allow kids to go and play and just they become kids.
How many children do you impact, Quinton?
Well, I think immediately after the work that we did, we received international attention. And then we ended up also doing some work in Africa. You know, the other time we were in Sudan helping with these war kids. And remember that for any child who's been involved in war as a child soldier, when we manage to pull them off, it takes them almost 12 years just to rehabilitate them. So it's been massive, because Africa as well has also been calling as well. So we've been doing a lot of campaigns in other parts of the country and in other parts of Africa. You know, you look at issues like diseases. The other time there was a breakdown of malaria as well, and it caught almost 200 kids who got diseased in South Sudan. Lack of access of education, and you know, you could count a lot of things that we do around Africa, but we are just shocked with the response that we get, that we can't even count how far have we gone in terms of our work, because we don't necessarily count, but we just continue working.
Yeah. Why is this work important to you, I wonder?
Come again?
Why is this work important to you? Why is this the thing that Quinton Martin has decided to take on?
Call it a calling. You know, it's more like something that you've been called to do, because immediately I remember in 2002, I was a young man by then. I just saw kids were suffering with a lot of child abuse issues, and I needed to do something. And I remember I was sitting with a group of young people and like, you know what, we need to do a very powerful campaign. And I remember that we were looking at campaigns that were done by an organization called Greenpeace. Their campaigns are very effective. So ever since that day, in all the campaigns that we have done, we remember we also participated in bringing a child break in Nigeria. Those are the campaigns that we led forefront, and they were very impactful. And I could say it's something that came out of my heart to say there is a need, because I haven't seen any organization that works almost similar to what we do in Africa.
Well, thank you for you, Quinton, and the incredible work that you and your team do. I'm going to direct our listeners to your website, which is kidsalive.co.za. It's kids with a Z, kidsalive.co.za, to learn more about the programs that you do, and most importantly, to find out how they can help you achieve your incredible objectives.
Yes, thanks very much. I think for two things that we currently need is that we need to collect as many toys as possible, because you'll be amazed. Some of the kids, they reach the age of 15. They've never even had even a single toy. So you can imagine for a kid to be at the age of 15 without a toy, what does it mean? And then we are also calling all individuals to participate as we prepare for the walk, as we are about to start from the 1st of July. So people can look for us, participate. There are many ways to participate during the walk. You can talk about it, you can share it, and you can participate. Even if you can't walk, you can always cycle, but yeah.
That's true. Quinton, thank you very much for that. Quinton Martin, founder of Kids Alive SA. You can find them on the website kidsalive.co.za, kids with a Z.